PFAS is the DOD report that the Press Republican reported on. Indicates that use of firefighting foam back on the former Plattsburgh Air Force Base, used it for about 40 years, not uncommon, not only on Air Force bases, but any airport. It looks like it still has contaminated about four wells of adjacent residents. The article said that you mentioned potentially hooking them up to town water. What sort of infrastructure needs would have to be done to complete that? And secondarily, how liable is the town in all of this?
Sure. So let's break those break that down into two things. First and foremost is the Air Force, the federal government, has fully acknowledged that the contamination falls on their shoulders. The payment to build out the infrastructure and or some other remedy, because they could choose to do some other remedy with the homeowners, again, falls on their shoulders. The town of Plattsburgh, as a regional water supplier, stepped up to the plate and said we would be more than willing to work with them to find a solution, meaning that they could tap into the system. Fairly easy, but it's also navigating through the bureaucracy of the federal government. We're there. We're more than willing to help out, and we'll see where they want to go. Right now, the federal government is working with the homeowners to provide them, you know, bottled water, etc. And this has been going on for some time. The news broke, you know, fairly recently, but this has been going on for a while.
Moving on to another topic. The annexation debate between the city and the town, what's the current status from the town's perspective on the annexation that the city would like to do of town properties?
Sure. So the status has remained the same for the town of Plattsburgh. And what I mean by that is, we communicated that we would take a comprehensive review of the proposal that they were putting forward. You know, Mayor Reed has kind of proposed as a thought leader some big ideas. And what we're asking for is not just the ideas, what are the plans? And, you know, we found greater success in planning and data and, you know, big ideas can result in big failures, and our success really has been gradual from a sustained and an informed, non-dramatic type of way. And what I mean by that is the town of Plattsburgh has led the way with comprehensive planning. We are the first community in the region to have been designated a clean energy community by NYSERDA. We're doing smart growth. We're looking at the old county airport for redevelopment. So through our lens is we're going to make the commitment to take a comprehensive review of what is being proposed. And we also want to do that with the stakeholders. I mean, there are a lot of stakeholders. It's the residents of the city of Plattsburgh, the residents of the town of Plattsburgh. Within that, though, there are the groups like the fire departments, both paid and volunteer. There's the school boards. And we really owe it to those stakeholders to have a public vetting about the ideas that are being, you know, presented.
If I recall, it was during the holiday season I talked to you about annexation, and you said that you had not received the documents to review. Have you received any of the documents?
So, no, we haven't received documents in the sense of the overall proposal for the annexation. Now it's been, I think, well over 100 days, maybe almost close to 200 days. What the city has requested is to be what's called the lead agency for SEAKER, for the environmental impact. We do not believe they are the best suited to be the lead agency, so we are challenging that position, and we have requested. The city still feels as though that they should be lead agent. So ultimately what will happen at this point is we will both present our case to the DEC commissioner and he will make a determination. It's not going to court at the moment. What this really is about process. And we feel as though we have the resources in-house and we also have a legacy of planning and process to help navigate through a comprehensive review, not in a confrontational, combative way. It's not about that at all. We just want to make sure that we're doing this in the light of day so that everybody understands what the potential impacts could be on everybody.
Is the seeker process here what is constraining the receipt of the rest of the plan documents?
I would argue not, in the sense that if the city has some big ideas for this property, nothing prevents them from putting it out to the greater public. We certainly will need to do public hearings still. We will need to engage, all the stakeholders. But I think what people are looking for is they're not looking for white papers. What they're looking for is, what's the financial impact going to be? What's the traffic impact going to be? The city of Plattsburgh recently filed to reoperate the old compost plant. And while the city has said, they have no plans to operate that plant, one does have to ask, well, if you have no plans to operate the plant, why have an active permit? So there are a lot of questions that still need to be answered, and they need to be answered to the public, because there's a long history here that goes well beyond the mayor and I being in office or any of the council members on both sides. So let's take a slow approach to make sure that we're doing it right.
The town of Plattsburgh has a lot of potential for economic development. It was in December there was an Elevate Plattsburgh public meeting that showcased some concept development plans for about 2,000 acres of land. There's also been business development and potential business development coming in. Can you update us on what's in the works, what's definite, and what's potential?
Sure. So the town of Plattsburgh is working on what is called a smart growth plan. The smart growth plan is something that doesn't just look at 5 years out. It looks 5, 10, 15, 20 years out. Okay. So it is primarily focused on the uptown corridor. And interestingly enough, from exit 37, once you get off down to Consumer Square and up on like Smithville Boulevard, that's as busy as Wolf Road down in Albany. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's often referred to as the Million Dollar Mile because there's so much development occurring up there. So what we're looking at is the walkability, the bikeability. We're looking at how do we onboard new businesses, but how do we look at road frontage? How do we look at green space? And in fact, in that corridor alone, we have secured two new folks, one taking over the old Kmart space, Runnings, which is great to see a business no longer darkened, that they're going to reactivate that space. But then also in conversations with the mall, Kohl's is coming, but we're having conversations, what does that space look like in 20 years from now too?
And I understand there's some other chains that are scoping out the area.
There are. So for the last several months, I've been telling people I just can't knock the smile off my face, because we've had five national or regional businesses scouting the town of Plattsburgh, and we've been putting on a lot of legwork into it. I mean, two things have benefited so far is Kohl's and Runnings, but there's three other businesses that are scouting our area. And they're looking in the uptown corridor, but they're also looking behind Texas Roadhouse, and they're also looking over near Cumberland 12. And a lot of conversation goes into, why are these businesses looking at us? It directly connects to the following items. One, when you have businesses like Norse Titanium, historic investments are being made in our region, and people want to optimize that. And it's not just Norse Titanium. It's the Plattsburgh International Airport. It's the Advanced Manufacturing Institute of our Clinton Community College. the second piece of that is the town of Plattsburgh is leading the way with infrastructure development. We're working on a $24 million water capital plan focused on three things: health and safety, sustainability, and economic development. And then the last part of it is the town of Plattsburgh has been recognized over and over and over again, along with the greater Plattsburgh region, as a great place to live, work, and play. So that fourth piece is people say, well, we want to invest in a place like that.
Well, when you talk about that aspect of it, the quality of life, in optimizing that, one of the things you've been working on for quite some time is a battlefield memorial, because our military history goes back to the beginnings of this country. And there's been some concept designs that have now been sketched out. What's the status of the project for the Battlefield Memorial?
Sure. So we're going to be making a rather big announcement in the coming weeks. We have secured some funds in working with Assemblyman Billy Jones, who has just been a phenomenal representative to work with us and a great advocate of veterans. We are partnering with the Clinton County American Legion Group on this project, and ultimately what it will do is it will take some lands that the town of Plattsburgh owns, the old jetties, and it is directly across from Crab Island, which represents the Battle of Plattsburgh. Just south of that on Lake Champlain is Valcour Island that represents the American Revolution, and bring that back is the Triangle of History, so more kind of present day. Ultimately, what we're doing is looking to activate a property that will allow for veterans as well as teachers and children and community members and also people from all around the globe to understand the pinpoint of histories that this place has played in so many significant ways over the, you know, the long course of history of our great nation.
And along with that, we also every year during the warmer parts of the year have an honor flights every 3 or 4 months in the warmer months. The first honor flight of this year is coming up in May, and I understand that you're going to be a team leader. What exactly is that?
I am. I'm extremely humbled to have been allowed to serve as a flight leader coming up for the May 18th flight. The role of the flight leader is to work with onboarding our veterans to their experience. We do home visits. We do interviews. We work with their guardians to prep them for their trip, where we bring our veterans down to experience DC, to be able to touch, to see, and experience the memorials that were built in their honor. And the reason that it's so meaningful for me is I grew up with my grandfather, who was a veteran. You know, during the Korean War, and he never, you know, served across the seas. He was state bound, but he served, and he taught me many lessons about patriotism and love of country, but also what it means to serve. And my sister-in-law is a Marine, so we owe a great debt of gratitude to the men and women of yesterday, and the veterans of today, as well as the men and women who are our current service members. So to participate in Honor Flight and get those veterans down to D.C., it's humbling, but I can't wait for these folks to be able to tell their stories and to join the fraternity of the North Country Honor Flight program.
Now, you've been involved with Honor Flight for some time. Is this the first time you're a flight leader?
So the way that the way the project works or the program works is you serve as an assistant flight leader. So I went down last year, and now I'll serve as the primary flight leader. And then I will continue to stay active with the program and staying connected with those veterans. The thing that I really want to express, though, is this really has very little to do with me at all. To be quite frank, it is everything about these men and women. It's a remarkable experience to have the opportunity to be invited into their homes and to hear their stories and to break bread with them in many respects, share a cup of coffee. And just get to know them. I mean, if you've never been to an honor flight ceremony, I actually plead with people to please come out on May 18th, 7 o'clock a.m. at the U.S. Oval and experience it and show a sense of gratitude for these phenomenal men and women. You cannot walk away not feeling inspired by what they've done for us.